Okay. Now, Maxime asked a question about the... I think it was Maxime. Picked it up on the... on the phone, right? That was a good question. It was a good question. Question was the Gemara in the Yud Ches Dvarim, the Gemara in Shabbos. So I was talking about that Arak Chatzna. That remember the so it says the so the Gemara says that the Gemara says ve'elu min ha'alachas she'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurin she'ol levakro. So you asked if that thing was, if these Yudches Dvarim were also the concept of Arakas Chatzna, that the yeah. So Naati Chatzni, I said that what he did was, in order to save the Masorah, so Chananya ben Chizkiya had to isolate himself, because it was a different kind of activity. It's not the ordinary activity of Talmud Torah, of Limud Torah. But it was a special moment. It was an Eis Lasos Lashem, a special moment in order to save the Sefer Yecheskel. So then you can't join with other people. It's a matter of the individual that is moved to that task, and he has the Siyata Deshmaya because of the fact that he's moved by that. So that's what the Ram says, the lowest level of Nevuah, which is Ruach HaKadosh. That's Ruach HaKadosh, like by Shimshon Agiba. It's Ruach HaKadosh. That all his energies are focused into this one task. So I said that's Na'arti Chatzni. That's the case of, yeah. But then Maxime asked me about the Yud Ches Dvarim, because it says that it was also in the Aliyah. But the truth of the matter is that they weren't part of that. Because that's not, as I mentioned, that's not a thing for the rabbi. He was the only one. And I said that the Rambam, because somebody asked about the Vilna Gaon, and I said, I don't know about the Vilna Gaon, but I know the Rambam did a similar thing in his door, because he says that the Bizman is at Takvatzoros, and he says that's why he was moved to write the Yadach HaZakom. Neze na'ati chotzni ani moshe b'mayim in asfardi. V'neshanti ala tzur baruch hu, binosi b'chol elu asfarim, v'risi l'chabed varim hamizbarim mikol elu achiburim b'inyin osav amut v'atum atorim shor din yatar. So I said that was a similar activity to the activity of Chananya ben Chizkiya. And I found an amazing corroboration for that. That the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, and he answers your question too. Maxine's question too. In the Pirush Mishnayos, I didn't see it before. I took a look after the shiur and I found it. That's an amazing thing. He answers your question and he basically corroborates what we said. He says like this. He says, V'chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorenzal mi balei ha-chochma. V'godol b'doro v'nestapku chachmei doro b'sefer Yecheskel. And then the Rambam amazingly uses the same lashon. He says v'hu no'ar chotzno v'farish inyono v'nesyached ba'aliyo l'chaber ha'pirush v'nesyached ba'aliyo. It's exactly, it's an amazing thing, but I believe it's the only other place, the only place that the Rambam uses that expression. By Chananya ben Chizkiya, and he used it himself with regard to his own writing of the Yad HaZakah. It's an amazing, that same expression.
Sorry, what's the idea of that expression?
It means, no'ar chotzno, the idea means that it's a special time, and a certain individual is moved to a certain task, a specific task, and Ruach HaKodesh guides him, and therefore he has to concentrate alone on that task. And that's what Ram says. Then it's yache. Not it means I shook out my. Most mufarshim say it means I shook out. What? No. I think that he shook out his garments. Like, it's an expression in the Chemia. It means he shook out his garments and he got up and went to the. So, he's the exact same Russian. He says, highly focused, highly focused. That's correct. And the Rambam says, v'nisyached ba'aliyah. The same, it demands such an activity, demands isolation. You see? Yeah, let me finish. And then he answers Maxim's question. They were all present. So the Gemara is, the Mishnah is telling you a case where they got together, the Balei Arah. You see, interesting. And he says, V'nimnu. This is what one time spoke about. I don't think I gave a shit on that, on Ol Laminyan. V'yu Beishama Yoser. Okay. And then he says, V'ashem Amach Rab Lahatos. And then he says, Beishama, he says, and then they were all masking on this. V'gozu Yudches Dovar. And then he says, and he says, V'nechlekub Yudches Alochas V'lo Nimnu Aleyem L'dasa Rabin V'ulai Nimnu. You know, he mentions that idea, the concept, I mean, that we spoke about one time, the idea of Ol Laminyan, concept of Ol Laminyan. But anyways, but that's exactly what the Rambam says. It's interesting. But it's an isolation of the individual isolates himself and focuses all his energy on a specific task in order to save the Masara. The Rambam did it, and the Mishnah was Hananya ben Chizkiya that did it. It's an amazing thing. Okay. Yeah. But the question, of course, is, why didn't the Rambam, if that's not the way the Rambam wrote the Moreh Nevuchim. It's an interesting thing. Not the way he wrote the Moreh Nevuchim. Matter of fact, the Moreh Nevuchim, he almost didn't write. Were not for certain circumstances. We wouldn't have the Moreh Nevuchim. And the circumstances were a certain Talmud that approached him, and the Rambam studied with him and tested his mind to see if he's on a level to understand the abstract ideas, and the Rambam decided that he is. And the Rambam learnt with him, but then this Talmud left, and the Rambam decided to continue letters. Private letters. The Moreh Nevuchim is not really a sefer. See, the Rambam himself had intended to write something on Nevuah, but on the Sifrei Nevi'im. But he never got around to it, and then he said that this will suffice for what he had intended to do. But you see here a different Rambam. I mean, the Rambam over here was Na'arti Chatzni. When it came to the Yad HaChazaka, he said he saw the door, and he saw the necessity to write it. And he isolated himself to the task, to write that chibur, just like Hananya ben Chizkiya did in the Aliyah. But when it came to the Moreh Nevuchim, a different story. We almost didn't get it. It's simply purely Ashgacha that we have the Moreh Nevuchim. And the Moreh Nevuchim was written in a different manner altogether. It's just because this Talmud was learning with him, and then the Talmud left, And the Rambam writes in his first introduction, he writes that he continued to write to him and to learn with him in writing, and he sent him letters. So the Moreh Nevuchim is not even a sefer; it's really letters that became public, but it's not really written as a sefer. So the question is, well, why not? I mean, the Moreh Nevuchim are the most important metaphysical writings in the world, and it's an amazing thing that the most important metaphysical writings in the world were not written in the same manner, were not written with the same kind of an intensity of a commitment on the part of the author as the Yad HaChazaka. It's an interesting thing. Why is it that way? You think it should be It should be the opposite, because after all, the Rambam says that Maisa Makovas is the biggest, and yet the Rambam did not do that. It wasn't Na'arti Chatzni when it came to the Marne Vachem. We almost didn't have it. Mm-hmm. Only Ashgachem and Ashamayim that we have it. Almost didn't have it. Yes. That's an answer that presents itself at first sight, that one is Klal Yisrael and one is metaphysics, but it's not correct. I'll tell you why. Because Klal Yisrael survives because of metaphysics. The whole nucleus of the system, the very essence of the system, is the metaphysics. And while it's true that there are only a few yechidim that have access to that kind of knowledge, but everything hinges around that knowledge. It doesn't matter how many people you have. There's one Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of Klal Yisrael exists because of him. Because of him. And we wouldn't exist today if it weren't for his metaphysical knowledge. That the Torah makes clear. That's the whole dialogue, Moshe Rabbeinu being responsible for Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Parshas Kisiso. So we wouldn't exist without. So that shows you that without the metaphysical knowledge, Klal Yisrael can't exist. Even though very few yechidim, like the Rambam says, it's a min like the sun, only one. But nevertheless, it doesn't make it less important. Doesn't make it, on the contrary, everything hinges on that. Everything hinges on that. So you can't say because of Klal Yisrael, because this is Klal Yisrael. This is Klal Yisrael. It revolves around the ultimate metaphysical ideas, even though there are a few that have knowledge of those ideas, but their whole existence is contingent upon it. That's a yesod. I mean, that's Parshas Kisiso. That's Parshas. That's really the whole idea in Parshas Kisiso. Moshe Rabbeinu would not have gained that knowledge, so we wouldn't exist. Klal Yisrael would be destroyed. Yeah. See, I think the answer is like this. The answer is that Klal Yisrael really moves on two wheels. See, one wheel is the wheel of the system. The wheel of the system. And that system is kolel everybody. The system is kolel every yachid. The other wheel that it moves on is the wheel of the metaphysical knowledge. And that, like we said, is yechidim. But there's a difference with regard to those two frameworks. See, with regard to the system itself, there it's possible to have a phenomenon of Na'arti Chatzni. A person sees that the system is falling apart, a terrible time, like the Rambam saw in his door. They're losing the whole understanding of Talmud and the whole Derech. And by the way, I mean, the Rambam in the beginning, of course, has all the outcomes of the Mora, but not the underlying ideas, but the outcomes he has. The results, but there is, in other words, the system itself. In so far as the system itself, Na'arti Chatzni is possible. See, because that's something. The way that you relate to that system is such that an individual can have a phenomenon vis-a-vis that system of Na'arti Chatzni. It's possible to have such a phenomenon, that a person will see the system falling apart, and therefore he will find himself in that, like the Rambam did in Na'arti Chatzni. But with regard to the metaphysical ideas themselves, Na'arti Chatzni is not a property. It simply is not. It doesn't lend itself to that. It doesn't lend itself to that. What does it lend itself to? It's a different kind of a phenomenon. It's like the phenomenon that's described in the end of Malachi. In the end of Malachi, the pasuk says that va'ato anachnu ma'ashrim zedim. The Navi says gam nivnu osei risho gam bochanu alekim va'imaleitu. So the pasuk says oz nidburu yirei ad Hashem isho re'ehu Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma Vayikosev Sefer Zikaron Lafonov Liyirei Hashem Alachoshve Shema. So the Ibn Ezra says, Oz Nibru Yirei Hashem Hamaskilim V'tam Vayichtov Kosev Bashamayim Michtov Lo Yimachek. And he continues, Liyirei Hashem Heim Atzadikim Alachoshve Shema Heim Chachmei Lev Yod e sod Hashem anichbod vanora. You see, and then the next pasuk he says, "V'hoyu li yom Hashem tzvakos layom Hashem ani osas gula." So the Ibn Ezra says, just a few words, "Milas gula dovko im v'hoyu li." So in other words, the way you have to read the pasuk is, "V'hoyu li kama oma Hashem tzvakos layom Hashem ani osa kama segula." V'hoyu li segula oma Hashem. Tzvakos layom Hashem yosa. What is the segula? These words. Oz nidbur yiret Hashem ishel re'el. When it comes to, and that's the choshve shmo, like the Ibn Ezra says. Chach me'lev yodei sod Hashem anich bod v'anora. When it comes to, excuse me, yes, it's malacha gimel tazayin. So when it comes to the metaphysical knowledge, the abstract metaphysical knowledge, there's a different process that's associated to it. There it's Oz Nidburu Yiret Hashem Ishel Re'eil. That's a different, it's a process of these special individuals communicating these ideas. It cannot be done through the other method of Na'arti Chatzni. It's not possible. It doesn't lend itself to it. It's a natural process. And the only way that remains in existence is only through Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have Na'ati Chatzni with regard to such thing. It's a natural process of the ones that are Yirei Hashem Choshve Shmo, that understand the Sod Hashem Anichbad Vanora. Those individuals engage in communication. And it's a natural process of communication. You cannot summon energy to do it. All the energy is in the process. There can't be any external energy. Whereas with regard to the system itself, there a person can summon energy to save the system. It's a different kind of a thing. But in the metaphysics itself, you can't do that. In the metaphysics itself, it's a phenomenon where the Yirei Hashem and the Choshvei Shmo are involved in these ideas, and they engage among themselves in discourse and communications, and that's a natural process. The only one that safeguards that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashgacha. It's a different kind of a thing. You cannot focus yourself to do it. It's a natural phenomenon. That's correct. How did it happen? Because Oz Nidburu Yirei Hashem Ishel Shmo. The Rambam was having a discourse with his Talmud that was on a level to perceive what he was explaining to him, what he was talking about. That's a phenomenon. That's the Marne Vachon. Different kind of a phenomenon. The Rambam talks about metaphysics. He says it's only if you're inclined to do it. It means it has to be. Metaphysics has to be a. The metaphysical. You have to think into what I'm saying, but the metaphysical knowledge that we have is a result of a state of existence of certain very great people, and that is not something that it's not something that's produced externally. It's the result of a certain state of existence of certain very great people. It's a different kind of a Yerusha. It's a different kind of Yerusha. It's not one that you can externally produce. It's a natural phenomenon because of the nature of certain great individuals, and because of that's Oz Nidburu Yiret Hashem Ishoreyu. It's a natural phenomenon. They're talking. They converse. The Yirei Hashem and Choshev Shmo. It's a different kind of phenomenon. It's not something that you can summon external energies to produce. It's a different kind of a thing. You can't sit down. Right. You can't sit down and change your status. That's not possible.
Yeah.
There's an interesting Ramban. And it's the Ramban on the yesterday's parasha. Zoveach lo Elohim yocharam. Bilti la Hashem levada. Okay? So it's a strange pasuk. I mean, so the Ramban explains what it means. Basic interpretation. Zaveach lo Elohim yocharam levada zara. Okay. V'un nakut patach lo Elohim. Okay, lo Elohim means le ho Elohim. Klomar lo osan ho Elohim shehizhartem aleim b'makam acher. Zeh loshen Rashi. Okay. So that's all right. Those, in other words, Elohim acherim. Those that are mentioned in other places. Okay. And the Ibn Ezra was troubled by it because he says that he can't be speaking to Klal Yisrael, of course. So he says he's speaking about a Ger Tosha, but the Ramban didn't like that. But anyways, the Ramban says it means like this. It means the plain shot is like this. He says in the Aseret HaDibros the truth, Hizra Levada Zara Balav, but it says Kan Nefarish Ha'onesh. When it says Zoveach lo Elohim Yocharam, Yocharam is Misas Bezni. V'chein kol cherem asher yocharam min ha'odom lo yipodem mos miyumos. In the end of Sefer Yikra, it means kol cherem asher yocharam min ha'odom. What does it mean, cherem min ha'odom? It means that he was nigzar chazal, it's nigzar misa. So lo yipode, he can't buy his way out of it. V'omar yocharam, why does it say cherem? Ki nea she zovach lecherem yiachayev she yocharam. Ki inyin v'yiso cherem kamohu. Shakets to shaktenu v'saif to savenu ki cheremo. It means that he becomes an essence of his chait. His chait, not just the chait is extraneous to him, he becomes wrapped up in the chait, and just like the chait is moos and muhram, he becomes moos and muhram. Shakets to shaktenu v'saif to savenu ki cheremo. The tochen, he says, ki yichlo lakosuv Hazoveach gam hazevach. Not only that, but the zevach also, because it's all moss. It's all tzayif tzavenu. Shakol yelacherem. That's the idea of cherem. That's what Ramban's explaining. The idea of cherem. It means that it's not simply a maisa vera. It's it's something which is moss, which is muhram, muvdol, separated, because it's evil, and he's caught up in it. And everything that it's involved is involved in it is also becomes also. Okay. he says, oh yes, okay. Then he says what the then he says the Torah mentions Vicho, but it really means Shachvaigos, not Lochis, okay. And then he comes back. He says yeah, what if he's Menashek, Megafe, if it's not Bemisa, just basic halachas. But then he comes back. He's like this. He says, V'hanochon b'milas lo Elohim b'patchus halamed. Okay? It's leho, in other words. He says, Sheheim malachem mala. Interesting. He says it really is a reference to the Malachim. V'nikru Elohim b'har b'mekamos. Okay, kakosuv. Ein kamocho b'Elohim ad Hashem. What does it mean? It means the Malachim. Okay. Hu Elokei ho Elohim v'adonei ho Adonim. Hishtachavu lo kol Elohim. The Yikru Gamkein Elim Kasher Iskarti Kva. Okay. Michomocho Bo Elim Hashem. Okay. So it means the Malachim. Yeah. What's the pasuk? The pasuk of there's another pasuk. I'll tell you what. It goes like so, yes. V'omar. בלתי לשם לבדו. בעבור שעזובכם למלאכוב, he says, בלתי לשם לבדו, בעבור שעזובכם למלאכוב, יחשבו לעשות חפצו. The ones that serve his malachim, God's malachim, think that they're doing his will. Sheyuhem emtsoyim lahafik lahem ratzon meito, as if they're intermediaries that will help them attain what they want and influence God's will. Ukeilu azvachim lakel v'le misharsav, as if these zvachim are to God and to his misharsim. Al kein amar bilti l'Hashem levado. That's why it says you can't do that, because bilti l'Hashem levado. V'yesh b'kan od b'derech hazeh sod omok. Yuvan mimenu inyan ha-kabonos. V'yochol ha-maskil ha-daito mimashe kasavnu b'makam acher. V'onkelis ramaz lo b'kan. V'od nir mezenu anachnu nirmaznu nirmaznu נמזן אנחנו בתורס כהנן באיזה שם יסבורך שמו לעדל ולא נצח. יסבורך שמו לעדל נצח. Okay. Yeah. So I just want to, without going into the further sod, but what is before he gets to the sod, he's just explaining the pasuk. He says it's the malach. Okay. So it means to say that a person will make a mistake and will be makrif kabanos l'Hashem and also l'mesharsof. So okay, it's wrong, it's usur, but is it simply a matter of the wrong address? I mean, he has the wrong, he's wrong. It does not seem, it's simply an innocent error. It seems from the pasuk, the way the Ramban explains the pasuk before, that it's Zoveach lo Elohim Yocharam. Yocharam means he's cherem, he's mos, he's despicable, he's toeva. And even Ramban says, even perhaps it includes that which he used as a zevach also. So it seems this is a horrible, horrible hate. So wherein lies the horror of the hate, the terribleness of the of this type of a deed, this type of an action. See, that's what we have to understand. Okay. Yeah, what's the answer? So Ramban quotes all Nichamocha Be'elam Hashem, and the Pasuk and Hishtachvu Lo Kol Elohim, and the Nimtza Ein Kamocha Vo Elohim Ar Hashem. I mean, all these psukim are, he's saying, are referencing the same idea. And the Ramban is saying that this person, that Zoveach Lo Elohim, is denying all these psukim. He's denying, basically, that's what he's saying, he's denying all these psukim. So what is the idea in the psukim? What is the idea in the psukim? Subordinate is not good enough. You see, subordinate is not good enough. What it means is that a person cannot relate to God and to a malach in the same breath, so to speak. That they are so distinct and so distinguished and so incapable of comparison that an individual that puts them both, links them both in any shape, form, or manner is despicable. Because God's existence is the only real existence, and the malach is a created existence. And therefore, anyone that links those two ideas has a distortion in his mind. He has a distortion in his mind, and in some way puts the two in the same framework. is violating the most despicable avera in the Torah. Zoveach lo Elohim yochara. It means if a person's feelings towards a malach are in any way like he feels towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's cherem. That's what it means. Because that's the essence of Avodah Zarah. That's the pasuk. Okay. Yeah, that's the same idea in Dor Enosh. Yeah, you got it? You see, you have to understand also the term Elohim, as we mentioned a number of times, reflects really the perceiver, not the perceived, because that's why that term is used with regard to Avodah Zarah as well. It's a reflection of the perceiver, you see. And that's why what it's saying is that if the perceiver is there's only one Shem Shel Hashem, that like the Rambam explains, it's only Shem on Yuchad. So it means if the perceiver has that flaw, that somehow or other, in his perception, there is some kind of a common feeling or common denominator, then he is chera. That's the concept. Miva shachak yaroch lo. Yidme l'Hashem b'vnei elim. You see, miva shachak yaroch lo. The pasuk is in Tilim Pei Tes. Kel, right before Kel Naros, but the Ramban mentions Kel Naros b'sod kedoshim rabba. But the pasuk before, ki miva shachak yaroch l'Hashem, yidme l'Hashem b'vnei elim. What does it mean? It means that there is absolutely no comparison. That's the pasuk. It means there shouldn't be in our minds any comparison whatsoever between a Malach Hashem and between the Creator Himself. And this is the fact that people have such kind of emotions is cherem, is considered abominable. Okay, yeah, I wanted to say pshat that the Yalpi Diktuk. It says on the pasuk mi chamocha ba'elam Hashem mi chamocha nedar b'kodesh. So it's a paradox in diktuk, because it's the same formula. It should be mi chamocha after a yud, the beged kefes loses the dagesh. So no one can explain why the second time it's mi chamocha. First one's mi chomocha, and the second one is mi kamocha. But it could be that the Masorah has it that way to indicate this idea that mi chomocha ba'elam Hashem means there's no comparison, and that's why the second time there's no connection between the mi and the kamocha, and that's why there's the dagesh. Because the it loses the dogesh when it's connected, you see. And the second time is to indicate that the me and the kamocha have no connection whatsoever. Okay. We're doing the Gemara Shabbos, right? All right. The Gemara is like this. Yeah. Oh, we skipped something over there. Okay. Yeah, because the Gemara says that the Gemara asks the steerers, l'schok, and in one case l'schok amat maholo, and in the other case it says tov kas m'schok. Yeah. So we explain the Gemara that the Gemara says that lo kasha tov kas m'schok tov kasha kos kadosh baruch asdikim b'olam hazeh m'schok shemisar kadosh baruch l'shem b'olam hazeh. But we skipped this last part, the second part. L'schok amati maholo. Somehow or other, we just went on to the next piece. L'schok amati maholo. Ze schok shemesachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu im hatzadikim ba'olam haba. Okay? So now the Gemara explains, the first Gemara explains the pasuk of the Tov Kas Mischok, and the Tov Kashkos Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzidikim B'Olam Hazeh Mischok Shem Tzadik Kodesh Baruch Hu Hashem B'Olam Hazeh, which means to say that even though the tzaddik suffers the pain of readjusting himself to reality, but still, and the Russia somehow has a good day and enjoys himself in his escapism, but if you summed up the life, the psychological satisfaction of the Russian, the psychological satisfaction of the tzaddik is no comparison. Tzaddik is way ahead, in spite of what it appears otherwise, but in reality, internally, he's way ahead. That's the first pasuk. Okay, but the second pasuk is the Schok Amati Mahol. So what does Chazal say? An interesting thing. What does that mean? Yes, Tov Kas Mischok says it all. What do you have to have the Schok Amati Mahol? So the Gemara is like this. No. It means Zeh Schok Shemesachei Kakoresh Baruch Hu Im Atzadikim Ba'olom Haba. No, that's the Schok that God is Mesachek with the Tzadikim in Olam Haba. So first of all, I mean, what does that have to do with Kehelis? Kehelis is essentially a sefer on human psychology. It's not a sefer on metaphysics. I mean, it doesn't mean of course that you can't cut across metaphysical ideas. There's no metaphysical ideas. It doesn't mean that either. But the essence of the sefer is really to teach you something in the study of man on a psychological plane and his psychological energies, and how he directs them, and in terms of the system of the Torah, what are the results? What are the psychological results? So what does it have to do with it? Suddenly, l'schok amayti maholol, it means that this is a schok that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesachik and tzadikim b'olam haba. That's not the purpose of Kehelis. I mean, it's not what does it have to do with Kehelis? Okay? Yeah. But the answer is, the answer I believe is as follows. That, you see, schok means escapism. That's what schok is. Because that's what schok is. Person goes, he has a hard time, he has hard difficulties in life, so if he's up to it, so instead of being in depression, he gets together with his friends and he laughs it off. He has a good time, laughs it off. That's schok. So schok really is escapism from reality. That's what schok is. So what does it mean, Tov Schok Shemesachek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Tzadikim Ba'olam Haba? What does that mean? What he means to say is as follows. He means to say that if you'd ask a psychologist the question of a person in this existence, this existence is difficult. Man is battered on all sides, externally, internally, all kinds of forces are at play in a human being, essentially the internal ones, but they're external also. So it's a difficult life. I mean, no one can say anybody says life is simple. It's just a fool. So it's difficult. It's stressful. I mean, there are dynamics, internal dynamics of the mind that are constantly playing themselves out. So the question is, if you'd ask a psychologist, say, should a part of me find satisfaction in the idea of escapism? You say, in the idea of escapism. So a true psychologist would probably say no, because you have to face reality, and you have to live this existence. This is the way it is. And the only thing you can do is use your mind and your intelligence to adjust your inner personality properly to be able to live in reality, and that's it. You see? Shlomo Melech says differently. He says, L'schok amati maholo. What does it mean? It means that there is really a true escape. Where's that escape? That escape is Olam Haba. And it's not just an escape in Olam Haba. Because like the Rambam says, the Rambam describes the enjoyment of the nefesh in Olam Haba. The Rambam describes vividly in the Pirush Mishnayos that it's an enjoyment that a person, when he will experience it, will look back at the greatest enjoyments in this existence and it will be like nothing to him. Like you won't be able to imagine that even is something that would move a person. So it's really the supreme enjoyment of the soul itself when it's free in its perfect state, And every existence has an attending enjoyment, and there where the soul, just like the enjoyment of an animal doesn't have stress, is not stressed like a human being, so on the whole, the animal is better off. But nevertheless, when a human being does enjoy himself, the intensity of the enjoyment is far greater, because he is a higher form of existence, you see. But the existence of the soul itself is the highest form without the negatives, you see. So the Rambam explains that kind of an existence is, he says, you can't, that's what the Navi says, Olam Haba, Ayin Lo Ras Olakim Zulasecha, only God knows what that's like. Because he says, just like a blind person cannot know what color is, in this existence, the soul is trapped and is unable to have a perception of what that enjoyment is like. But it is the greatest kind of enjoyment without any pain. That's the Rambam describes in the Pirshei Mishnayos. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. That zes chok shemesachek hakadosh baruch hu natzadikim ba'olam haba. It means there is a real escape, you see, but the escape is only in the existence after this existence. So the question is, what does it have to do with Kahelis and psychology? The answer is that it is psychologically proper for a human being to have a part of his eye on that existence. You see? In this world. That it is, because it is correct, and it is reality, that although the person cannot experience that in this world, his mind's eye, a part of him, should delight in the fact that there is such an indescribable existence waiting for him after this existence. A person should do that. That's the psychologist Shlomo HaMelech, which is contrary to an ordinary psychologist would say. That's why it's in Kehelis, you see. That Kehelis is saying that is something which is psychologically sound, that an individual should have that in his mind, and that should be a genuine part of his psychological pleasure and energies. A certain amount of energy should go towards that, and that is the healthy state of existence, you see. And really, it's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? No, pasuk is until him. Sorry, yeah, you're right. That's it. Lulei Amat Leros. Pasuk Dovah Melech said. A lot of things that Shlomo Melech says, Dovah Melech, like, you know, alludes to it. Shlomo Melech many times elaborates on it. But that's the pasuk. Lulei Amanti Leros Betuvah Hashem Beretz Chaim. That's the pasuk. Lulei Amanti Leros means that if it weren't for the fact that I knew that there is an Olam Haba, I would not be able to make it through my difficulties. You see? So the knowledge of the Olam Haba, that's why the Rambam says, Kol HaChachomim, the Chachomim wa Mesavim L'chayi Olam Haba. Because a person that knows Chochmah has a concept of what it is. He can't know what the experience is like, but he has a concept of the reality of it. And that reality of it, although he can't in any way perceive it in terms of his psychological perceptions, the nature of the enjoyment, but there is a knowledge of its existence and an abstract knowledge of the nature of its existence. And that should be a consolation to a person in this existence. That's l'schok amarti maholo. That idea was before his mind's eye, and that idea gave him satisfaction and gratification. You see, and that's the same. Lulei hamanti liros betuvah Hashem be'eretz chayim. But there's a sad patra pasuk, because the pasuk is nakud. The pasuk is nakud on lulei. And Chazal say, why are there nakudos there? Because there was in the back of David HaMelech's mind, he had some doubt as to whether he would be zochah to the chayim habah. because of his aver. It's an interesting, amazing chazal. So it's an interesting thing. It shows you, but it shows you also that a human being is not a simple creature. That even though Lule Hamanti Liros, that gave him the greatest satisfaction, yet there was an element of doubt in his mind as to whether he will be zecha. It's an interesting chazal. It's an amazing chazal. Yeah. Good question. The term schok is used because of the fact that Olam Haba, it can be equated to what a person ordinarily does by schok, because in a sense, in a certain sense, it's escape, but not the same way as the individual who's trying to escape psychologically. It is a reality, and it is a situation where the person, in other words, it satisfies that same need, because the need is based on the difficulties of our existence in reality. But it is not really escapism, because it is reality, you see. But it's called schok because of the fact that it has something in common with it, that it is same effect. Exactly. Rashi quotes the Chazal on Tilum Chav Zayin that Yodei Ani Shata Nosis Chal Tzadikim Olam Haba Aval Eini Yodei Am Yesh Li Chelek Imoyim Im Lav. It shows you that a person can be. I mean, that's that's correct. The theory of psychological ambivalence is correct. Psychological ambivalence is not a contradiction. Psychological ambivalence is a reality. So it gave him comfort on the one hand, the idea, but at the same time, in the back of his mind, he had a doubt. Amazing chazal. Basically, the reality was before his mind's eye, and he enjoyed it. And at the same time, he still had an element of doubt with regard to himself. But you don't understand the details of how it works. That's a mono. You have a basic idea, but you don't understand the details. From the difference between Shlomo Melech and the psychologist is a whole underlying metaphysical idea of man. What the human soul is. That's the whole difference. That's the what the reality of the human soul is. Two different realities. The psychologist is Adam is basically a nefesh abahamid. That's it. For Shlomo HaMelech, Adam is an entity of Chachmas Alekim, Tzelem Alekim. It's a different type of existence. Psychologist simply does not have anything to do with that. Wrongly so. Shlomo HaMelech's psychology is the real psychology. Yeah, that's what there's a steer in the Rambam. Because on the one hand, the Rambam says that a person should not do any mitzvahs in order to get Olam Haba. On the other hand, the Rambam says in the same prakim over there, he says that kolachom misavu l'chay Olam Haba. So there's an open contradiction. Yeah, but the answer is like this. The answer is that insofar as a person gains knowledge, Olam Haba becomes something different than before he had the knowledge. Every person has to be in a state of ignorance, because you have to start from your starting point is ignorance. In the ignorant state, Olam Haba is like a chilof. It's like a matana, this for that. If you do this, you'll get that. In the chacham, it is a reality which is an extension, an intrinsic extension of the knowledge of his existence that he has here. It's not an extraneous. It's not an extraneous reward. It's not a reward anymore. For when a person, for instance, does not have knowledge, the only way he can understand it is as a reward. That the Rambam says a person shouldn't do. Do the mitzvahs, I'll get a lot. Zeh tachazeh. Now this is a chinuch. That is that's schar. That's wrong. Al tira kavodim ha-mashamshim as a rav al-manas l'kabal schar. Because schar is something different. It's something different. You're getting something extraneous for what you did. But the idea of olam habo for the tzaddikim that the Rambam mentions is not this in place of that. It's the perception of the greatness of Chochmas Hashem leads the person to desire a state where he'll be uninhibited and where he'll be able to partake of an existence of endless Chochmas Hashem. That's a reality. That's a different concept. That's the real Ishmael. Okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll stop there.